A foal is a young horse, I use that word. Now, a lady horse, I don't know, they just say female. Now, when they have these donkeys and mules, a mule and a donkey, and then they got what they call a jackass, that's a mixed breed. That's a mating of a horse and a mule, which is a sin, I think, in the Bible, for the farmer shouldn't mate them like that. And he becomes a stump. The jackass is pretty smart today, though.
Don't you know that Jesus rode into Nazareth on a donkey?
Yeah, donkey.
I don't believe it was a sin if our Savior rode into Nazareth on the in the Bible on a donkey.
No, it's a picture. The religious picture showed the donkey.
Yeah, that's right.
Did they call him a donkey? I don't know all of the Bible. Or did they call him a jack? I think it was donkey. We learn a lot in Sunday school, and then as you grow older, you forget it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sure. You know what's a wonderful religion today, and it's strictly Bible, and I admire them, and I listen to them every morning, but I was disturbed this morning. I couldn't hear. The man next door took a shower, and then he shaved himself, and that all went through the radio, made a noise. I couldn't hear the program good. But that church of God, it's made in that cathedral, what is that, what's that famous place down east? Called a cathedral. There was a real estate dealer selling him so many parts of a place for a church, and then they buy the rest. And then, of course, they're going to sell more property to the people who go to church. They're going to live out there. It's business. Cathedral of Tomorrow, they call it. It's Assembly of God people, and believe me, they are doing wonderful work. They're getting people to go back to God.
Yeah.
And that Reverend Shula out in California, he's 10 miles from Disneyland. His church is packed. He's got the church, he's got the outside, he's got the automobile full of people. And you know who he had on last Sunday? Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Fred Waring, I got many of his records. He's got gray hair, and he was a handsome man. He's good looking yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dedicated Methodist man.
Yeah.
And they got a hotel, I believe, where he's up in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nice man. Yeah, I used to like that music.
Now, when you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it made them
bulge, B-U-L-G-E.
Bulge out. Now you
What's
might
that
say
that got to do with old age?
That coat won't. You might say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it.
Yeah, I grew it.
Last year it.
Well, yeah, I grew last year's clothes, you see.
Yeah, it won't fit this year.
Maybe the brother gets some hand-me-downs, see?
Yeah, last year it...
He must have drank too much beer or something.
Yeah. It won't fit now, but last year it...
It was perfect last year, huh?
It was. It fit.
Oh, God, who composed all them questions?
Okay. What sort of things brought the community together when you were younger? Can you tell me? What sort of things would bring the community together? In other words,
well, we had concerts, open air concerts, we had picnics, all that was out in the opening.
Yeah.
We had trolley rides, that was on one of the cars. We had a train down in New Orleans. They called it the Smoky Mary. It was smoke. It was run by coal, you know, and it smoke going out there to the lake. And they call it the Smoky Mary, and it was like a trolley ride. You'd get on there, and you'd just go out and come back. It was a fresh air, you know, and everybody used to take part in things like that.
Yes, ma'am.
I rode on, but I can't tell you much about it.
Yeah.
My mother wasn't much, and father wasn't. My papa died when I was about 11 years old, so I'd say young. Mama didn't go anywhere much. I stayed home with her mostly. I'll admit I didn't have much of a childhood because my mother wouldn't go nowhere. She was a homebody.
Yeah.